CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. We're going to check to see if we've got any brand new amateur radio operators. I know that there's been no testing going on, but that doesn't mean that you didn't pass your test a long time ago and you're just listening to the protocol and waiting for the right time to jump in. So now is the right time to jump in. If you're a brand new amateur radio operator and you haven't ever checked in before, or you've only checked in a couple of times and you'd like to check in now, call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, maybe next time. Maybe when it picks up and we can start doing some VE testing again. Anyway, we don't have any Echolink stations at the moment, so we're going to jump right into the RF section of the net. And tonight being Saturday, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Gray Court. Lemon Gray Court. No traffic. I may have comments for later, so you can put me on the list. And thanks for calling in.
W. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Hope everyone's doing all right and staying safe out there. 73s.
W. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec. Ken and Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening. Thank you, sir.
Okay, that's a good group, and we do have a few pre-net check-ins that I'll go through at the beginning. Net Control, like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred. He's bringing with him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla, and they're in Traveler's Rest. If you're listening, Fred, appreciate you using the pre-check-in capability. I hope you and Miss Isla are staying safe. N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Heard you got a new handheld, Jerry. I hope you're enjoying that. I think it's new anyway. Good to have you with us tonight, and appreciate you using the pre-check-in capability. And KD2BNG, that's Glenn over in Gray Court. I've got you down for comments, Glenn, so we'll be back to you in a little bit. Enjoyed the conversation about distributed computing today. And looking for you on the list. Looking for you to pop up on the board. K-A-K-O-A-O-W. K-O-4... A-O-W. Sorry, David. I just messed your call all up. I'm going to start all over. Net Control, like to recognize K-O-4-A-O-W. That's David with excellent quality audio and signal strength into the repeater tonight. David, sounds like you're sitting in the seat right next to me. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're doing good. And K-A-2-A-X-Q, that's Ken. He's over in Pickens. And Ken, good to hear you back. I haven't heard you on this repeater in quite a while. Good to hear you back. I hope it wasn't anything serious. But good to have you back with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we do have an Echolink station, so we're going to give Echolink stations opportunity to check in. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim. Over in Pelzer, be negative and negative, just listening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KW4TS, that's Jim. He is at home in Pelzer. Good to have you off the road, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix that are called up begins with letters E through H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hey, W. This is WB4 Fox Echo Echo. Dan over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. Dave, check me in, and I'll stick around for a little rag chew. And meantime, I'll just be reading the mail on you.
DJW. Kilo Delta 4, Hotel Juliet Tango, Ray in Simpsonville, and I'm negative and negative.
JW. Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, K4GAT, Mike in Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize WB4FE. That's Dan in Simpsonville. Dan, I do have you down for comments. Looking forward to our conversation in just a little bit. And KD4HJT, that's Ray over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Ray. Hope you're staying safe. And K4GAT, that's Mike in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're safe and sound. And W4FHJ, there's Gene in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we did have a double right there, so I'm going to go ahead and recognize Warren and then get the one that doubled. And Warren won out, but just barely. Next, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor's. Good to have you as night, Warren. Enjoyed our little conversation today. Appreciate you being here. And that one that doubled with Warren, go ahead.
W4DJW, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, negative and negative tonight, Dave. Glad to hear the rest of the world's there.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry and Chandler, or Candler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Yes, the rest of the world is here, at least on ham radio anyway. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of suffix or call that begins with letters I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73 for each one of you.
Hello, if you're missing your well, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and the same, and good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
Net Control, like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good out of Tuxedo, North Carolina tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Your audio and your signal strength are just fantastic. Appreciate you being here. And W4IOE, there's Sid. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hi, and I hope you guys are staying safe. And by the way, Sid calls a net every Sunday, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on 146.64. Just a notch or two up from where we are right now with a tone of 91.5. He's got a really good net. I'm sure he'd appreciate you dropping by and checking in with him tomorrow night, and I'm sure you would enjoy the net. It's a good one. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. You and Miss Beverly, stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Thank you for being there tonight, Dave. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry booming in here tonight. Bringing with him KEC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Always good to hear you on the radio, Larry. Appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Donna we said hello and you guys stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix or call that begins with letters M through P, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW.
4, Oscar Tango Whiskey, James and Harrison. Nay and a Nicky, and everybody on the net.
DJW, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, Emma Austin, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughters, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
W. And Kilo 8, Mike Goff, Mac, over here in Easley, and I hope everyone's doing well tonight, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Begin and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, that was a really good group. That control like to recognize KD4OTW. That's James over in Anderson. James, wherever you were when you checked in, mark an X on the floor because that is your spot. That's your X because you got in really clear tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. You stay safe. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Mr. Rick. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all in Piedmont. Good to hear you on the radio, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You guys stay safe. And K8MG, that's Mac. He's over in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Mac, you're sounding good. You stay safe. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. Good to have you with us tonight, Pat. Hope all is going well with you. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, Mike, through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in me, out of turn, Whiskey Alpha 4 Juliet Whiskey Charlie, WA4JWC, Al Star, South Carolina. Better late than never, but we made it. Good evening to you, Dave, and everybody on the net.
DJW. I was almost late. Please check in, Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WA4JWC. That's Al, coming in strong from star tonight. Al, sounding good. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you taking the time. You stay safe. And K4OIM, you're not late, Walt. As long as you get here, that's what counts. Walt from Inman, good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Stay safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to bump it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo, Mike, Fred. Also my wife, Mary. November 4, Mike, Romeo, Yankee. We're checking in from Nancy Mountain, North Carolina tonight, Dave. Good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no table.
W4DJW. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman, and I'll have a question for you later.
Bob, K4RHF, Kilo, 4, Romeo, Hotel, Foxtrot. I'm in Taylor's and not going anywhere tonight. I'll be negative, negative. Thanks for hosting the web, and tell everybody 73's for me. I said web. I keep saying web. It's net, but you know what I mean. Anyway, K4RHF.
Okay, net control would like to recognize K4RM. That's Fred. Fred Spring with him. And 4MRY, that's Miss Mary. And they are in Nancy Mountain this evening, not in Piedmont. I paid attention that time, Fred. I bet sometimes I don't and you wonder what's going on there. But I'm making it a point to pay better attention to where you are because I know you toggle back and forth between the two. But anyway, you and Miss Mary, hope you're having a great evening. Hope you guys are staying safe. Appreciate you being here. And KN4RJN, that's John over in Inman. John, I got you down for comments. We'll be back to you a little bit. I'm anxious to hear how you've done on getting set up on distributed computing for fighting the COVID-19 virus. Appreciate you being here. And K4RHF, that is Bob. He's over on the fine line in Taylor's. Good to have you tonight, Bob. Yeah, we could have called it the web before we called it a net or before we... RF goes all over the world, just like a web. So we could have called it the web. We just decided not to. We left that for the internet, guys. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're having a good evening, and you take care and stay safe. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it up to the patient group, the uniform through Zulu group. If the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with letters U through Z, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Again, Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, and I'll be negative and negative, and if you could, I'm on a new transmitter in my shack. If you could let me know what the sound quality is like, please, sir. Everybody have a good evening.
KI4VAA, please check in.
Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Dave, and everyone on that.
Control. 10-0, Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Hotel Charlie. The name's Ivan up in Landrum.
Okay, next control, I'd like to recognize KN4VWA. That's Steve over in Edmond. Steve, that audio sounds fantastic. There's no muffle sound to it whatsoever. The other one that was in your shack when you were on it, it sounds like you've got like 10 socks over the microphone. Yeah, but that one sounds absolutely clear, crystal clear. You get up the highs and the lows and the mids and everything, and it sounds just perfect. So I would not tweak it at all. Sounds good. And KI4VAA, that's Clarence and Lawrence. And Clarence, I didn't hear a word of your audio, but I have to click a button to turn on Echo Link, and by the time I figured it out, you might have been finished with it, but there might not have been any audio either, but I didn't hear any. But anyway, you might want to check that out. It could be on my end, could be on your end, not sure. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate you taking the time to be here and hope you're staying safe. And KM4UHC, that's Ivan over in Landrum. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight, Ivan. I hope you're staying safe. Good to have you with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW.
Hello,
Juliet 4. Whiskey Zulu Mike. KJ4WZM. That's Daniel. My location is Traveler's Rest. Along with me is Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Quebec Zulu, KJ4 RQZ. That is Nathan. And his mom, Wanda, wants me to pass along that she said hi. We'll be negative and negative. I hope you and everybody else is doing well. 73s.
Okay, next control, I'd like to recognize KJ4WZM. That's Daniel. He's bringing with him KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan, and they're with Wanda. Tell Wanda I said hello. I enjoy her Facebook posts. Good to have you with us tonight, Daniel. Appreciate you checking in, you and Nathan, and you guys stay safe. Be careful. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Control KN4URE, it's Jeff in West Greenville.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4URE, Jeff in West Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Jeff. Hope you're staying safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We're going to go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net control.
Juliet 4,
Whiskey Romeo Echo Zulu. That's KJ4REZ. Floyd in Taylor's. No and no.
JW. And Amy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew. And just wanted to let you know, Clarence had beautiful audio on his Echo Link there. He came in just perfect over here.
For ENA, Buddy Taylor. Hello, Dave, and everybody on the net.
Okay, that's a good group. And Gary, I do appreciate you saying that because I didn't want to give Clarence a bad impression of his audio. It's just by the time I figured out somebody had keyed up over there, and if I leave Echo Link muted, I hear an echo like you're at an auto auction. So I have to mute it. And then when I'm calling on them, I unmute it. But I didn't get it unmuted fast enough, so good to know that it's on my end, and appreciate you letting Clarence know that, Gary. Net control, I recognize KJ4REZ, that's Floyd, Over in Taylor's. Good to have you as Knight Floyd. Hope you're staying safe. KI4DOS, that's Gary. He's over in Easley, bringing him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. And again, appreciate you letting Clarence know that. And tell Joy to we're thinking about her, and you guys stay safe. Appreciate you being here. And KA4END, that's Buddy. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Buddy. You stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, it looks like that's going to do it. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KD2BNG. That's Glenn over in Gray Court. It's your turn, Glenn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
System here with Windows 7 Pro. That's basically a disused machine anyway. It just sits there on the network and waits for someone wanting to run a Windows program. I'm trying to get it working on the server inside a virtual machine. And it gets to the point where it says downloading work from the server, and then nothing ever happens past that point. Same operating system, Windows 7 Professional, running inside a virtual machine on the server in the other bedroom. And so that might be, I gotta look at what's doing that. It doesn't install on Windows XP. It'll probably install on Windows 10, but, you know, so what? I have additional computers maybe I can bring to bear on the problem. I just need more Ethernet cables and more whatever.
So, Glenn, when you pull up that, I don't know which monitor you're using, but if you're using the Bionic Manager, it's got an Options tab across the top. If you pull up Options, the first thing in that menu is Computing Preferences. If you go into that, it's got tabs across the top, one for computing, one for network, one for memory and disk, and one for daily schedules. If the default for memory and disk is like 50-50, and the default for computing is 100-100. You'll need to adjust those so it doesn't overload your machine, but also that it does have enough resources to start working, and that might be the issue why it's not crunching yet. But have you signed up with Team Sci-Fi yet? I was looking on the board a little bit before the net. I didn't see you come in. We've got 12 members signed up so far. I didn't see a 13th one added.
I see it there either. Maybe the name only appears there when you actually get the first block of work done. It should be there under my own name. I didn't make up any particular nickname. But there's only like, what, 80 or so members in that group, and there's only maybe a dozen or so active members. You actually do something. Let's see what the too many remote sessions here. Let's see what the Alphaplex system is doing. It's 31% through with something, but maybe it has to finish the block of work before you appear. It says work done for this project is zero.
Okay, then you're probably right. It'll probably pop in there if you've got it trucking along. It does take about 8 hours on average. My Raspberry Pis take a little bit longer than that. They take about 12 hours to process working, but they can do several of them in parallel. So you get more that way when you can do parallel processing. But it'll be good to see you jump in there. I believe John's going to do the same thing. I believe you and John are going to join on the same day.
Why it says downloading work and then eventually work never gets started. Maybe it's just a question of waiting longer. But that's a virtual environment. There's also more CPUs that I can dedicate to it.
Because right now it only sees one CPU, a single Core i5, whatever this is. It's a quad-core i5. So I'm using VirtualBox. I'm running Windows 7 Pro inside of it. I'll adjust the settings so that it sees at least two CPUs. Eventually I'll figure out how to get this going on this other machine. As I said, there's two or three laptops around here that do nothing. There's all kinds of machines that do nothing, so they might as well be doing something.
Exactly, and it's going to help win the fight for finding the vaccine for COVID-19 or the cure or whatever it is the scientists are working on. It's going to help them out tremendously because they need millions of work units worked for them to be able to figure out what's going on there. But I'm glad you signed up. I really do appreciate you doing that, and I'm sure you'll get it. I did. I had some spare laptops, too. I never throw anything away. I'm a pack rat, so I had some laptops, one sitting in front of a bookshelf that was hidden between that bookshelf and another bookshelf. I went and dragged it out and fired it up, offloaded the data that was on its drive over to another computer with a lot more space, and loaded Linux over there, got it fired up, and it's crunching away on two CPUs, and then found my wife's old pink laptop, and its hard drive was kaput. So I had to put another hard drive in it, and it came in early. I ordered it during the week, and it wasn't supposed to be here until next week, and all of a sudden it shows up at the door today, and I thought, okay, I got to stop what I'm doing and install that hard drive. Popped it in there, got it loaded up in about an hour, and it was crunching away. So now it's over there in the closet crunching. I got to move the other laptop over there too. It does heat up the room a little bit, but that's okay. I like it a little bit warmer than she does, so it works out really good. But anyway, I appreciate you jumping on that, Glenn. That's going to help out. That's going to help the team out.
Mac Mini is going to be of no real help, although there is a Mac version of the Berkeley client, but I'm not running the later operating system that I need. Let's see, second machine is this really, really, really old Apple Power PC machine, so that's going to be of no help. As I said, if I got enough Ethernet cables and enough laptops, I could bring some more power to bear on it. Oh, and I also have, I think I mentioned this, along the lines of a Raspberry Pi, it's an atomic Pi, is what it's called. It's like the Raspberry Pi, except it's Intel 86-based. I assume throw some copy of Linux on there and let it crank away on that. I've never actually tried to run that thing. I'll set it up.
Yeah, I think you'll find that does just fine. In fact, if you want to use Raspberry, the company over in the UK makes an Intel operating system of Raspbian. If you go to their download page and you go scroll down, you'll see that there's an Intel version of that, and you can probably install that. Raspbian has a lot of shortcuts that make it easy for people that are trying to learn, and I'm getting spoiled by using it. So I go back to it, like those old laptops that I dug up out of the dirt. They you can't load Raspbian on them. You just load Debian on there, which is what Raspbian is built on. So you don't get all the extra goodies that you get with a Raspberry Pi, but it works and you can figure it out. But that just makes it really nice if you use that. Makes it easier and faster. And I've got one of them, a virtual machine, running on that operating system. Works good. W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Internet. What else you got for us tonight, Glenn?
And I've heard of. I guess I would need some Intel. Raspberry is ARM-based, right? The board I got is Intel x86-based. So it would have to be some Intel version of some version of Linux. Whatever software I can get for that. I don't know if it's a dual-core or quad-core processor or whatever's on there. It's not a real powerful machine, but, it's more computing power that's sitting doing nothing.
And I noticed there's other projects out there that, as well. The Asteroids project is out there. The SETI project is still out there. Asteroids is looking for, looking at photos and see if, you know, between this photo and that photo, is there something moving? It could be an asteroid. And there's another one looking for exoplanets. But, you know, one thing at a time.
Yes, the Raspberry Pis are ARM processors. They're not Intel. But the people that produce the operating system for the ARM processor also produce an operating system for an Intel version, because they know you're gonna want to install that operating system on an Intel, which is what I did. I built a virtual machine on my Windows box, and I loaded that Intel version of Raspbian in that virtual machine. It runs just fine. In fact, it can compete with an 8-core processor, and I only gave it 6 cores. And that's because it runs at 3.2 gigahertz versus 2.8 gigahertz, or some 3.8 versus 2 point something. Anyway, yeah. All those other projects are out there too. But the thing that pulled me in was the crunching for COVID-19.
Hopefully it helps. I think that's all the computer hardware I got. You know, as I said, there's 2 or 3 laptops sitting around. I either got to connect them wirelessly or I need more Ethernet cables. And there's, you know, the Raspberry, the Intel-based Raspberry Pi thing. And I, at this point, I'm out of machines. But I think I got enough machines working on the problem. I'll try to get the server running. That's the only one. See, it says downloading work from the server, and then nothing ever happens.
Well, sometimes it does take a little while for it to download. Those work units are pretty big, and it does take a lot of memory. Rosetta at home takes a ton of memory. And the default memory setting is only half of your memory. So if you're kind of marginal on memory and you're only allocating half of it, it might not be enough to get it started up. So that might be something to look at under the options computing.
The question of how much memory is allocated to the virtual machine, possibly only 2 gigabytes. As I said, the server just sits there and does nothing. So it's the file server and the remote virtual machine server. Maybe also the problem is to allocate more memory to the virtual environment.
There you go. That could be it. Let me check for any other check-ins. People might be standing by waiting. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet that like, or any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont. We'll be negative and negative. 73, everybody on the net.
Interesting topic. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
KW. Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha Bravo. This is Kenneth in Arden, North Carolina. Appreciate you calling the net and enjoying the commentary. I'll be in and out.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4VKN. That's Alan. Alan is over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Alan. Hope you're staying safe. And we did have a pre-check-in while we were talking. Net control, I'd like to recognize KD2RKN. That's Jason in Williamson. Jason, if you're listening, appreciate you being with us this evening. And appreciate you using the pre-check-in list. That's kind of a convenient feature, like for more people to know about that, try to advertise that. Appreciate you being here this evening. You stay safe. And KK4FTU, that's Richard over in Slabtown. Yeah, Richard, if you've got any spare CPUs sitting around not buzzing, you can put one buzz in for finding the cure for COVID-19. We can send you the information if you're interested. And W4KAB, that's Kenneth over in Arden. Good to have you with us tonight, Kenneth. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave in the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm mobile near Easley. No traffic, no table tonight.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane. He's out there on the mobile. Be careful out there, Shane. Good to have you with us tonight. You have a safe trip. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, we'll get back to the rag tube. KD2BNG, Glenn, I'm back to you. W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I don't know what else we were talking about. We started talking about programming, software development. I don't remember what else. I remember I was sitting in the parking lot for about half an hour. We were on the radio. And I'm like, okay, I'm burning fuel. I got to get out of here. But, you know, how many other people are... That group is what, 80 people or 83 people? And you got about a dozen or so active ones. So, I mean, that's not the biggest group I've seen, but it's a decent-sized one.
Yeah, that's from back in the late 90s, early 2000s is when they were that big. I think they just started back up. I looked at when some of the guys just recreated their logins, and that was like 2005, 2006. So some of those guys have been going for a while. But a lot of them have idled out, right? That happens. But then they come back later. But they're trying to rebuild that team for now. And there are a couple of other people in the waiting, so I might ought to get to them that are going to rag you. But, yeah, that's the goal, is to rebuild the team and get it back to the way it was back in the late 90s, early 2000s, Glenn.
One date there from 2006. That was the founder of the group. That was the earliest date that I saw. So, you know, it puts the useless, otherwise unused CPU cycles to work. Now what I got to find is something that will waste a whole bunch of internet bandwidth. Because if Spectrum is charging me $70 a month just for internet, well, I'm going to make it worth my while. I'll make a Tor node or something that generates a ton of traffic. If you're charging me that much, you're going to earn it.
Well, there you go, and it's for a good cause. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the other stations there, Glenn. Good talking to you. Looking forward to seeing your name pop up on the list when that 30% goes to 100% and it uploads that work unit. Appreciate you grabbing on to the team, and appreciate your effort. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is... WB4FEE, that's Dan over in Simpsonville. It's your turn, Dan. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is WB4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan over here in northern Simpsonville. And how's things been going with you, Dave?
Well, Dan just made it out the first time for me in 3 weeks. Well, if I would have waited till tomorrow morning, it would have been the first time in 3 weeks that I got out. My car was like 3 pounds low on the left rear, so it kept flashing at me all the way to the grocery store. But I saw a lot less traffic when I went out there than I used to seeing. I was worried that when I got to the grocery store at about 9 o'clock this morning that there would be a lot of people in there, but there wasn't. There wasn't a lot of people, and I got everything I was looking for except for TP. And the last time I went 3 weeks ago, I was looking for that, and there wasn't any, but I had enough. We still got enough to get by, so maybe another 3 weeks I'll start having that in there. Other than that, cutting the grass today, cleaning up some of the dusty stuff around the house, didn't get it all cleaned up, need to do some more pressure washing tomorrow, but got some... containers for my wife's ferns all cleaned up and put in place and water put in them and everything. Got the new ferns put in them. So we're starting to get out of the winter lockdown mode and into the beautiful springtime weather, Dan. How about you? How you doing?
Doing fine. We've been doing fine. We got out out a little bit just about every day somewhere, but we're not out mixing with a lot of people. And we get right in. If we do have to go to the store, we go right in and get what we want right back out. And keep our hands wiped down and shopping carts wiped down. We take wipes with us. And there was over at one store today. They even had little plastic gloves hanging up on a thing, almost like you have the plastic bags, you know, for putting your produce in. They had a rack there with some little plastic gloves on them, and you could pull them off and slide them on your hand there just as you went in the door. And I thought that was pretty neat there, old.
Well, that, Dan, and something else I noticed when I got there, I grabbed me a cart that was sitting out in the sunshine, out in the cart rack in the parking lot, so that it had been cooking in the sunshine, right? UV light kills COVID-19. So I grabbed me a cart that was sitting in UV light for whatever amount of time it was since the last person used it. And that pretty much kills it right there. And then when I got up to the front, I noticed they had a whole bunch of carts sitting out in the sunshine. So that helps right there. You know your cart has been scrubbed via UV light before you go in. I thought that was pretty good. I saw about maybe 20% of the people wore masks inside there, no more than that. I didn't have any. I've ordered masks and I've ordered gloves, but all my orders keep getting diverted to other people who need them more than I do, and that's okay with me. But I noticed when I went through the checkout, everybody stayed, you know, like 8 to 10 to 12 feet separated, which was really, really good. I appreciated that. So it wasn't bad at all going and, you know, staying in all the time, going, I'm not out like you are, so I don't know all those things that you do about how people are reacting to it on the outside. I just try to stay away from it as much as possible.
I think there's a whole lot of people starting to get kind of fed up with it. And I know it's a hassle, I know that, but Lord have mercy, you have to do what you have to do. And it's good to hear old buddy check in tonight from Taylor's over there, KA4END. I miss seeing that rascal over there at our gym workout, and I miss all the guys from over there, man. I'm going to tell you, I'll be glad they get things open back up. Need that gym. And treadmill here, it works out pretty good, but it's not like the whole routine, and sure do miss that, getting together with the guys there, over.
Well, Dan, it's good to hear you and Buddy coming back. It's good to hear some of the guys that have been out of it. I know that's the way ham radio works. You get into it for a while, get out of it for a while, come back to it. You just can't stay away from it. So it's good to hear both of you on here again. It's like the old days. Really appreciate you and Buddy jumping back in.
All right. Yeah, man. Anytime. I enjoy it. Enjoy talking to you. And some of the other folks on the net, too. Like I said to somebody the other night, I miss a lot of our old friends that no longer with us. And old familiar voices. Boy, it used to be on here every night. I mean, you know, and you could count on them. And we had some rag shoes now, I'm going to tell you. We had some real parties, I think, there over.
That is true. I remember it on this repeater before I became a ham radio operator, when I was still living at home with my dad, not soon after they put the repeater on the mountain. I remember some long discussions that he had, and my sister and I would go ask him, what is that all about afterwards? And he'd explain it all to us. It was pretty cool. We were pretty young back then, teenagers, but not fully understanding, grasping the thought that everybody was putting into it, but it was interesting.
Roger that. I know that. And I did change my power supply out here. I brought one of the Alencos in and put on this radio. This isn't a Alenco radio, so I brought the power supply, matching power supply I had in here and hooked up to it and tried to rearrange some stuff. And I did sell my tower today. Young man out of Anderson came over and bought my tower, my antenna, the whole works, the lift system. I mean, he bought the whole shebang, and that was good. I kind of hated to get rid of it, but These years keep creeping up on me, and I wasn't using it as much. And Joan came back to me, you know, she said, I need to get rid of some of this stuff I'm not using all the time because you never know when something's going to happen. And she said if it did, she wouldn't know what to do with it or what to sell it for or nothing else. So I've been looking at getting rid of a little bit of it. So that's the start, I guess.
Well, I know that's kind of good, and it's kind of sad. I remember my cousin and I put my dad's 70-foot tower up. Right, the driveway was right next to the house, and you go right through it to the backyard, and as soon as you pass the house on the left, we had a 70-foot tower there, poured in concrete and everything. And it was there for most of my teenage years, and 70-foot. So when you went by the house, that was like the signature of the house. And then after I got married and I was out working all the time and not coming over there as much as I used to, one day when I came by there, the tower was gone. And I was like, whoa, where's the tower? And he told me he was afraid it was going to fall, so he had somebody come out there and they cut it down. They literally cut it down, cut it loose and pulled it down away from the house and let it fall. But that had been there for a long, long time. That was a sad day when you see that tower go. But I guess it's relief, too, because, you know, well, for you, you know somebody else is going to be able to use it, and it's going to be taken care of.
Yeah, roger that, Dave. Yeah, I gave him a good deal on it, and he surely didn't get hurt on that deal at all because we had a lift system on that thing. This was a tilt over. It was about 35 feet to the top of the very top of the mast, and or the top, the end of the head section, you know, about 35 feet, and then the mast on the antenna went up about 5 more feet. But anyway, we had built a lift system and added to that thing with a winch on it to raise that thing up. It had a nice hinge plate on it and all that. And man, I'm gonna tell you, that thing was really engineered. I mean, it worked like a clock, and surely hate to get rid of it, but you know how it goes,
Earl. I do. I know how it's hard to let go of something like that, too. That's why I've got so many computers around here crunching numbers, because I can't let go of anything. But it is good. You have to do that, Dan, or else you become a hoarder if you don't do stuff like that.
That's exactly right. And we can't let that out. I got enough of that around here already. So, well, Dave, I'm going to go ahead and stand by and let you talk to somebody else. And I sure have enjoyed it, and we'll look forward to doing it again. So you take care. Have a good weekend and a good week, and we'll check in with you again soon. This is WB4 Fox Echo Echo. Clear with you.
Okay, Dan, good to have you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Always enjoy it. You and Joan, stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got everybody. The next one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John, who is setting up some distributed computing crunching capability, too. How you doing, John? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JW, KN4RJN. I got 3 laptops and a mini left over from when my wife had her business several years ago, and I'm trying to get those fired up. I have joined your team, and I got the software downloaded on the 1, but apparently it doesn't have enough space in there to do anything, so I'm going to go in and clean out some stuff out of that. The other laptop doesn't have a battery in it, so I've got to rummage around here and find a power cord for the thing. And the mini doesn't have a battery in it, so I've got to find a power cord for that, see if I can get that sucker up. But I fired the 1 up, and it said, oh, your clock's out of date. And I looked up the date, and it was the clock stopped back in 1986. And oh, my God. So I got that updated, and that updated, and the other one updated. The other one was somewhere in the mid-90s. And so cleared out a few programs that were left over from her business and tried to make some space on it. But I got the software downloaded on 1, and it's sitting there doing nothing because it hasn't got enough space, so I've got to clear some of that stuff out. So, anyway, that's where I'm at.
Well, Well, John, it sounds like you're doing the same thing I was doing. I've been doing for the last couple of weeks since I got that email. digging them up, dusting them off, figuring out what's wrong with them, fixing it, getting the new operating system loaded on them. Because I started out running Windows, but it just wasn't producing much. So I decided to switch over to Linux. I had some of those little USB M-SATA cards that you can just plug into a USB and you can go into the BIOS and tell it to boot from the USB device or the CD-ROM or the hard drive. I switched it so that if it noticed one of those in the USB drive, it would switch to that and booted it up and loaded the operating system on that instead of on the hard drive. On some of them, not all of them. One of, like, her old laptop, it didn't even have a hard drive in it. I was trying to fix it, and I had the hard drive out, and I was trying to repair it when she decided she wanted a new laptop. So she's got this really nice, I believe it's an i9 laptop now. And I went in the other room in there, and I told her, that laptop's kind of cold. I should put some... I did that to her a long time ago with her laptop. I put some number crunching stuff on there, and I was trying to eke out every work unit I could, and her laptop would get hot, and she'd say, what's wrong with this? What's going on with my laptop? And I had to back off of it so it wouldn't do that anymore. And then I went in there and touched hers and said, that's kind of cold. And she said, don't you even think about it. So I can't use hers. But I'm scrounging around the house looking for every CPU I can find, John.
My other problem is physical space to put these things, because I don't have enough room on my desk and all my shelves are covered with stuff, so I think I'm gonna pull out some scrap wood and build a little rack stick over here in the corner of my office and set them up on that so they'll be close to the router, because they're all working wireless, and I don't know if I've got enough wireless bandwidth for all of them to be running at the same time. If I can get them all going or run cables to the router, I might be able to do it that way. But the one laptop, I went to the site and said it couldn't find the site. And I thought, what's the matter with this thing? So I shoved it aside and pulled the other one up and got it downloaded. And it said, yeah, you're real. And then the computer popped up and said, yeah, you're real low on memory. I thought, well, I've got to go clear out some stuff, and some of it's hers, and I've got to figure out what she doesn't need anymore, and I can clean that thing up and get some space on it so I can actually do something.
That's the reason I switched over to those M-SATA on a USB stick, is I had the same issues. So I just left the old operating systems on the ones that had disks that worked and stuck the USB in there and loaded a new operating system. Just burned Debian 10 to a CD and just ran through the setup thing and minimal setup, and then just loaded the software and started crunching. So it had a clean slate. And then if you ever want to use it again, you just pull the USB out, and you're back to your old laptop again.
So spare?
Amazon has tons of them. They're only $32, and then the little $10 card that you mount them on that's got the USB plug, and it's just type in M-SATA in Amazon. Now, they won't ship them real fast because I get a bar across the top that says they're prioritizing for people that need stuff more than I do. So I did order a couple more of them, and they didn't have any more. I like the 120 gigabyte ones, but everybody else has bought all those up. We only had one left, so I had to order a 128 and a 256, I think, this go around when I ordered a couple more. But they've got plenty. You just have to wait for them to get here.
Say again what those were.
It's a little M-SATA, M-S-A-D-A board. It's a little board. It's about the size of a matchbox. And then you get the USB holder that they clip into. They, like, slide in at an angle, and then they've got two screws on the opposite side. You kind of press them down, put the two screws in, and then it's got a USB port. You just plug that in the side. It's like a... That's what's inside of a hard drive, but you can buy just the guts of the hard drive. It's called a M-SATA board. If you put that in the Amazon, I can send you a link to the Amazon site for where I order them. and the site that has the board that they clip into that has the USB plug on it, if you want me to.
Now all I've got to do is find Linux. I used to have a Linux Red Hat version of the software, but Linux is open source, right?
Yeah, I used to use Red Hat too, but I like Debian better now. It's just more user-friendly. Red Hat, we use Red Hat at work, and Red Hat, you have to jump through hoops because it's super, super secure. And for what we're doing here, you don't need all that. But you can download either operating system. There's Ubuntu, Debian, Red Hat. You can download any of them off the Internet and burn them to a CD and use them to load the computer with the operating system versus, or you could even copy it. They've got writers that will write it to USB sticks as well, right from the file that you downloaded from the site that has the image, the operating system image on it.